The East Side's favorite morning show.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning on Star 102.5.
We're wondering this morning, what happened when you had people over? Something embarrassing. Probably all have seen that story now about the mouse falling out of the ceiling at the White House last week.
That's awful.
It was during a press conference, wasn't it? Or something like that.
Yeah.
As soon as I saw that story, I immediately started looking at our ceiling, too.
Well, who knows?
I'm very concerned. Didn't know that was possible.
Yeah. Okay.
Now you're looking.
No, I just, I don't know why you think that here. Okay.
Oh, because of that hole right there?
Yeah. I guess, but if not by now.
It's true. That is true.
That is true. It would have happened.
You're right.
Been in here a long time now.
Oh, Mr. Silver Lining is back with us.
Well,
Mr. Optimist.
I don't know how much longer I can carry you two like this.
Oh, my goodness. I can't even.
Now we know. Thank goodness.
Fun week.
I just wanted to set the tone.
Good.
I do remember when we had a bunch of kids over and we had a sewer line back up in the... in the basement.
Ooh.
And there was black water coming out of the shower, and all the kids kept running upstairs going, "There's black water coming out of the shower." It's like, oh good, go home and tell your parents that, please.
Oh, no.
It was small. It was rather minor.
Right.
Not a big
deal. They blew it out of proportion.
They did.
Sure.
But still. And they could have gone home and told a heck of a story.
Right. Just mold as far as the eye can see.
It's flooded. Everywhere. Paula on the phone from Ankeny. All right, Paula, what happened?
So this is actually, I was not hosting. I was at another couple party.
Okay.
And towards the end of the night, the host, the woman who was hosting it, like got up in the middle of everything and starts screaming at her husband. Apparently, he was like putting his hand on another woman's leg under the table, which this other woman turned out to be the wife's best friend. And it was just so incredibly awkward. My boyfriend and I like immediately left. I have no idea what happened. They broke up or what, but oh man.
No.
Wow. You must not have been real close to him if you didn't, hear what happened at that point. But my God.
Yeah, that's awkward. It's always hard when it gets serious.
Not cool.
No, thank you.
Boy, I bet you had fun on the way home talking about that, though.
That we did.
Thanks, Paula. Have a good day.
BFFs.
Most of the time.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
On Star 102.5.